Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day begins with mostly sunny skies across Israel. In Tel Aviv, expect a warm day with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem enjoys a similar sunny outlook. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly. Eilut will experience clear skies and warm temperatures. As evening approaches, temperatures will cool down slightly, offering a pleasant night. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the High Court has frozen the implementation of a new media law, pointing to significant procedural issues. Also, Walla notes that U.S. President Trump has condemned Iran, calling them evil, after an attack in Jordan killed two American soldiers. Also this hour, dramatic footage from Israel Hayom shows the impact of an Iranian missile attack in Jordan, highlighting the first casualties since the ceasefire ended. Separately, Ynet reveals that Israel is closely monitoring the growing tensions between the U.S. and Iran, offering to join airstrikes as Washington urges caution. And finally, the Jerusalem Post suggests that Iran's recent actions underscore the need for a permanent regional defense alliance between Israel and the Gulf states. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, a prominent news agency, reports just minutes ago that sirens are sounding in Kuwait as the army intercepts Iranian missiles and drones. Amit Segal, an Israeli journalist, posted earlier today that according to Saudi sources, Mojtaba Khamenei is not currently in Iran. Israel Hayom English notes that Israel is preparing for a potential escalation with Iran in the coming days. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the High Court's decision, the Times of Israel reveals that the court has temporarily halted the new media law, citing procedural challenges. This pause highlights ongoing tensions over media regulation in the country, with potential implications for press freedom and government transparency. Turning to the U.S. response, Walla reports that President Trump addressed the deaths of American soldiers in Jordan, condemning Iran's actions. The missile attack has intensified U.S.-Iran tensions, with Washington retaliating through military strikes. This situation could lead to further military engagements in the region. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom's footage of the missile attack on Jordan underscores the fragile situation after the recent ceasefire. The attack resulted in the first fatalities since the truce collapsed, raising concerns about renewed conflicts and the safety of military personnel in the region. Israel's response to the U.S.-Iran escalation is highlighted by Ynet. Jerusalem is preparing for possible retaliatory actions by Iran or its allies, even as the U.S. reinforces its military presence. The situation remains tense, with potential implications for Israel's security and diplomatic relations. Iran's aggressive posture, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, emphasizes the need for stronger regional cooperation. Israel and Gulf states are urged to form a defense alliance to counter threats. This strategic alignment could reshape regional security dynamics and deter further Iranian aggression. On the economic front, first, CTEC discusses the impact of AI on the workforce, noting that while AI won't replace jobs, it will redefine success. Combining technical skills with unique human qualities will be crucial in the evolving job market. Separately, Walla Business highlights Moody's warning that increased defense spending could transform Israel's economic landscape. While Israel's credit rating remains stable, the financial implications of rising military budgets are significant. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, oil prices have surged by another 2%, nearing $80 a barrel due to tensions in the Persian Gulf. The U.S. emergency oil stockpile is at its lowest since 1983, raising concerns over energy security and economic stability. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.